tonight at the Poetry Project at St. Mark's Church, musician Andre Williams will read from his book, Sweets. Williams isn't famous for his writing, let alone his poetry, but a large crowd is expected nonetheless. Joining me now in the studio to talk about the legendary man is WNYC's Rex Doan. Good morning, Rex.
Hello, Sotiris.
So who is Andre Williams?
Andre enjoys legendary status because he's really the last of a dying breed. He came out of a music industry in the late 50s. It was freewheeling and open and purely entrepreneurial. He wrote, he produced, he bounced from label to label. Ultimately, he was a hustler. You know, it's funny. He once said growing up, he didn't know whether he was going to be a stick-up man or a songwriter. And thankfully, he chose the latter. And because of that, we have him to thank for some of the sleaziest lowdown R&B records like Shake a Tail Feather and Twine Time and, of course, all his amazing records that came out originally on the Fortune record label out of Detroit. And they included salacious titles like Jailbait and Greasy Chicken and something that I think everyone needs to hear, something entitled Bacon Fat that came out in 1957.
All right, let's listen to it.
While I was down in Tennessee, all my friends was glad to see me. Seen some down by the railroad track. Seen some cotton pickers with their sacks on their backs. They say, hey man, we're glad to see you back. We got a new dance they call Bacon Fat. It goes.
That's Bacon Fat, and even though the song made it to the Billboard charts, number 9, in fact, it seems Andre never was able to capitalize on his talent. Why not?
Andre's part of sort of an untold story of American popular music. Yes, maybe he didn't have a big number one hit, but so much of the cultural heavy lifting is done by lesser-known artists. And in his own way, both directly and indirectly, Andre's style of singing and his production was really quite influential.
And, you know, now Andre Williams can add author, I guess, to his list of occupations. How did he come to write a book?
Well, he was involved in a rehab stint, something he had tried to do a few times over the years. And a good friend of his suggested this as sort of a cathartic process to sit down and just let, as he said, let his creative juices flow. The end product was Sweets, which is a novella that sort of reads like a fever dream of a street hustler. And in the foreword by the great Nick Tosches, he was particularly drawn to a line I thought could share with you. It simply says, Sweets got in the cab and asked the driver to take her to a good fortune teller. And that sort of opens the door to some odd things, some troubling things, and frankly some things that I probably can't share given the age of the audience and for anyone out there with a heart condition.
And that's the book Andre Williams will be reading from at the Poetry Project at St. Mark's Church, the book called Sweets. Thank you so much, Rex.
Thank you, Sotiris. And I also wanted to add that with Valentine's Day coming up, Andre will be premiering a fragrance by Andre that'll be available at a special post party after the reading. So ladies have something to look forward to.
That's right. Perhaps some undertones of Bacon Fat.
Just a drop.
You can read Rex's post on Andre Williams and listen to more of his music on the culture page at WNYC.org.
They say, man, we're glad to see you back. We got a new dance they call Bacon Fat. It goes. Oh, help yourself.